Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, this is Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I have a very special guest who I've known for a long, long time. His name is Gary Carnahan, and we knew each other when we were growing up in Dubuque, Iowa, a long time ago. But we're not going to talk about that today. It's just that I know this man, know his character, have seen the touch of God on his life, and he's a businessman, a successful businessman who ministers around the world, including Africa. And after this break, he's going to come back and talk to us about a significant spiritual experience and insight he got when he was at Victoria Falls in Africa. So stay with us after this word.
The following podcast is brought to you by OneCallNow.com. OneCallNow is an easy-to-use, cloud-based communication service that helps churches grow and engages their congregations through group voice, text, and email notifications. When you need to send a message to a group of people, OneCallNow can help you do it. Send voice, text, and email messages to your group with one click or call. So sign up for a free trial or request pricing to get started today. Would you do that for these great supporters of this podcast? It's OneCallNow.com. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Gary Carnahan, and thank you for being with me. We're talking today in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where we just were together at a great meeting, and it gives me the opportunity to interview a lot of interesting people as I travel around. And I remember hearing about this great story. So why don't you start by just saying a little bit about yourself and why you were in Africa and how all this came about.
Well, I've been privileged to travel 50 or 60 countries around the world in the last 25, 30 years. We were doing leadership training in churches and some business development projects, and most of those in emerging places, and we had crazy hectic schedules. But my son was turning 21, and I was going to do a business trip in Africa, and so I took him along for his birthday. And he said, "I got one thing I need, Dad, if we do this. I need to see the animals." So we went to East Africa first, and I had a couple appointments there. We saw the safaris, and then I had an appointment in Zambia. And our host, after we were done with business, took us to Victoria Falls. It's an amazing natural wonder of God's creation.
Now, it's one of the biggest falls in the world, isn't it? Tell us about the falls, the river, the lake, and so forth.
It is the biggest by many standards. It's a mile wide. It's 110 meters tall, so it's about 325 feet high. And a huge volume of water will go over those falls in a year, something in the average of 38,000 cubic feet per second on an average over that waterfall. So we got to see the falls. It was the grand opening of a great hotel right there where you can stay and walk to the falls. And we really enjoyed that trip. But it was a couple years later, I had another business trip in Africa, and we chartered a plane in South Africa, and we made multi-country stops. And I talked to the pilot coming out of East Zambia, and I said, "I would like to stop at Victoria Falls. If we can get into Livingston, that'll work." He said, "Oh, it's fine." But that was the first time I saw Victoria Falls from the air in a low-altitude aircraft. And the water from the Zambezi River just meanders across this huge flat plain until it gets to the escarpment where the Zambezi River falls over Victoria Falls. And the place where it falls is just a razor-thin canyon. It's only 110 feet wide, but it's dropping 400 feet. And so when that water hits the bottom of that narrow chasm, it is coming down with such force, it boils back up, and it's source of the name, the smoke that thunders, because the mist rises as much as 2 miles into the air. And the natives called it the smoke that thunders, and Livingston, for the white people, discovered it. But on this trip, I had taken my host on this chartered plane, and he brought his wife with him. She is the great-granddaughter of Smith Wigglesworth. And Lillian and I walked to the bottom of the falls, and we were looking at that, and she tells me a story. She says, "When my great-grandfather was in New York many, many years ago, Smith Wigglesworth was a worldwide evangelist with a huge story in the first part of the last century. He saw Niagara Falls, and he looked at that, and Lillian tells me he put up his hand. He says, "Lord, I want your spirit like that, Lord, like that." Now, Victoria Falls puts over twice as much water from a twice as much height as what Wigglesworth was looking at when he said that. But when Lillian told me that story, the Spirit of God just pierced my spirit. And I said, could I have the same thing? And one of the interesting things about Victoria Falls, when you stand on the edge of the lower portion, you can look across, but the mist comes up. It's the only place in the world I know of where the rain falls up. And when I took my wife there on another trip, the hotel graciously gave us yellow slickers so we could stay dry and look at the falls. But when you get close to the edge, it doesn't matter because it's coming from the top, it's coming from the bottom, and you'll get drenched, which my wife did. She was not pleased with that, but we sure had fun that day. And that was another spiritual insight. The closer you are to the movement of God, it's going to come from all areas. You're going to be drenched with the power of the Spirit. But some people would stand back from the falls. They would walk quite a ways back. And the mist would rise and fall in a fairly localized area. And the further back from the falls you got, the browner it got. And that's what I saw from the air. I saw this green ribbon across the plain. And right at the falls, it got a little bit bigger. And so for me, the spiritual takeaway was the closer I am to God and the power of the Spirit working in my life, the more he has a chance to contact me from the top, the bottom, the side, the front. And the further I distance myself from God, the less of the Spirit I'm going to have, and consequently, the less effectiveness I'm going to have in the kingdom. And I saw that, and it struck me so strongly when Lillian said, my great-grandfather said, I want the Spirit like that, Lord, like that. And if we could all have that, imagine the impact we could have in the world today if we would just get close to the edge and let the spray of the Holy Spirit envelop us, top, bottom, front, and back, and not be those dry blades of brown grass just 10, 20, 30 meters away from the edge.
Well, that is an amazing story, and most of us, of course, have never had the opportunity to experience something like that. I'm guessing that your description, as eloquent as it was, doesn't really do it justice. But I remember the first time I heard this, I was taken by how you talked about how it just enveloped every part of your being in the sense that you were soaked with water. It was impossible for any square inch of your body to be dry. And you were talking about how the Spirit must take control of us that much. So just elaborate on that a little more.
That was what really struck me, is you would be enveloped in it. When you stood by the edge, it was water everywhere. You couldn't escape it. And that's the kind of presence of Spirit that we need. I did the math on 38,000 cubic feet and turned it in cups of water. Something like 4.5 million cups every second come over that falls. And that's not even in the flood season. And I'm thinking of that scripture where if you give a cup of water in my name, and there's 4.5 million cups come over there every second. And if everybody could put their one cup into that falls, and then translate that to touching the world that they're assigned to, their sphere of influence, and do it when you're totally enveloped in the presence of the Spirit. Like that mist just rolls around you, just rolls around you. If we could live our lives that way, how much more impact could we have? We would not be dry. We would not be confused. We'd not be lost about what we're doing. We'd be focused because the power of the presence of the Spirit of God in our lives would be giving us that illumination. We would be soaked in his presence.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Gary Carnahan from Phoenix, Arizona, my longtime friend. And I hope that you were as moved by this very dramatic description of Victoria Falls and how God can take something of the natural and help us to understand the spiritual. So thanks again for being with me today.
This podcast is brought to you by OneCallNow.com. Sign up for a free trial and get started today at OneCallNow.com. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on CharismaMag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on CharismaMag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.